Stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. Michael Cohen here with producer Emily Scarlett on this Thursday night in Lansing. On today's show, the cap on charter schools, just a signature away from becoming law as state lawmakers pass the legislation today. What are Michigan schools and students in for once the cap is gone? We will find out. And today marks the official end of the war in Iraq. I'll talk to a Vietnam veteran and now a professor whose son was killed in fighting in Iraq in 2007 to find out if he thinks that our almost 9 years in the country and over $800 billion spent in the excursion was worth it. But first, almost 300,000 concealed weapons permits have been issued in Michigan. And while the law making us a shall-issue state has been in place for 10 years, some state lawmakers say that changes need to be made. One of those pushing for reforms is Republican State Senator Mike Green, who joins me now. Welcome to the program, Senator Green.
Thank you, Mike. Nice to be here.
And it sounds like I know you're still in session. Another busy night. You guys are wrapping it up then at the end of this week?
Yeah, we are. I'm sure we'll get everything done tonight, but it's kind of been a lengthy week all week, and hopefully we're going to be done soon.
Now, when it comes to the concealed weapons changes, I know that's still pending and the legislation is being discussed. But, you know, some people might be surprised that so many Michigan residents could be walking around carrying a concealed weapon. It's, what, 3 out of every 100 at this point almost. That sounds like permits are pretty accessible. What are your concerns with the current law?
Well, I'm sorry, I got distracted, Mike, but sure. With the concealed weapons, the gun-free zones?
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the changes that you want made in terms of getting access to these concealed weapons permits, what are your concerns with the current system since, I mean, we have almost, 300,000 Michigan residents with concealed weapons permits?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but the biggest concern right now is the time that it takes for someone to start his application process to get a permit, and then in most counties it goes real smooth. Folks have their permits within 4 to 6 weeks. Everybody's happy, but in a number of counties they are it's rather lengthy. They the gun boards demand things that the law says you cannot ask for, but the folks comply with it just because they want to get it done. But there's just a number of counties that just does not agree with the process. And so what we've done, we've introduced a bill to allow anybody to go to any county to get a concealed pistol permit. And which hopefully there are a lot of good counties that believe that they obey the law, that they go along with what the law says, that do it correctly, that are, you know, do it on time. And so why shouldn't someone that instead of going to a county that drags it out forever have the opportunity to go to a county that will do it in a proper amount of time?
Well, it seems like we'd want our system to be as thorough as possible. Is there any evidence that by taking some time to fully review an applicant that there's been harm done to anybody as they've waited for their concealed weapons permit?
Well, I'm not sure what you would prefer a longer process to do, but the process, according to law, is you get fingerprinted and you check for your background to see if you've committed a felony. And the other process is to make sure that you're not incapacitated with your mental health. And so other than that, you know, there's not much they can do, but even to do that, they are requiring more and more things that just takes a lot more time than what we think they should take, which is not giving more of an investigation on someone, but it's just dragging their feet.
Kent County is one of the counties considered slower than most. The clerk there has said that that one of the factors for the slowdown is the background checks that are required by law enforcement. So that it's not really a matter of the gun boards slowing down their process. They're just simply waiting for the background checks to come through. I mean, is that not an important part of the process, and isn't that a legitimate reason for people to wait a little longer?
Well, you know, I can't get into debating someone on this issue, but it seems like there's just a few counties that waits a long time for a background check. So I don't know what the problem is. Other counties get them right back as soon as they ask for them, no delays on any of them. But some of them use that as an excuse as to, well, we can't get the background checks back in time. And I'm not saying they're not telling the truth. I'm just saying maybe they're overworked or maybe they're not taking interest. Maybe they really don't look at this as a priority issue, and maybe other counties do. And there's nothing wrong with creating a little bit of competition between each county and let someone choose which county they'd rather go to. Now, the amendment makes it illegal for someone to shop a county that, you know, doesn't do it thoroughly and properly, and one cannot go to one county and get denied and go to another county. But we're just saying if it's very well known amongst the people in the county, if they go to the gun board, it'll take forever to get it, but if they go to the neighboring county, they can get it much quicker. I see nothing wrong with that.
I'm talking to Republican State Senator Mike Green. So when you get a concealed weapons permit, there could be a lot of reasons. I'm guessing your personal protection would be a main factor in doing so. Do you generally think our state residents would be safer as a society if more and more people were walking around with concealed weapons?
Yeah, I believe that's true. And in fact, it's been proven over and over again, especially there's a book written by a fellow named by John Lott. He was at one time with forget the name of the university in Chicago, but he wrote a book, More Guns, Less Crime, and proved through statistics that more honest people carrying guns does create less crime. And, you know, we used that when that book and the statistics in that book, when we originally passed the law in 1999, or maybe it was 2000, and since in the last 10, 11 years it's been in effect, there's been numbers of articles written in the newspapers saying that absolutely what we did not cause more crime. It certainly didn't hurt. And the shootouts in the streets that everybody was expecting to happen did not happen. Almost every county sheriff you talk to will say, no, we don't have a problem with this. I really do believe that if more honest people are carrying guns, it does deter some crime.
There were proposals not too long ago to allow concealed weapons in public events, like football games even. That is something local police officials strongly opposed. What are your thoughts about that kind of a proposal?
Well, I support it because... And I know the law enforcement officials do not support it because, and frankly, what you're doing is you're allowing anybody that wants to carry in there illegally, that's never gone through any type of a process, you're allowing them to go in and carry concealed illegally, but yet you're not allowing anybody else to go into this carrying concealed legally. And so, I mean, it's been proven in all the other states that people carrying concealed weapons do not commit crimes. I mean, there are occasionally someone that does, but on like 99% of those carrying concealed weapons never commit a crime. And so why would you want to limit those that are law-abiding, honest citizens that have been tested and they've had classes, they've had been tested on the range? Mm-hmm. Why would you not want them to carry in those places like that if for nothing else but some protection for themselves?
But hasn't it been shown that rational people that are law-abiding can lose their minds sometimes? We see incidents of road rage, all kinds of things like that. I mean, isn't there a potential if we have too many people walking around with weapons that things could get out of control at some point?
See, that's the argument that they used before we passed the laws 10 years ago. It's been proven they don't. They absolutely don't. I mean, I don't know what more I can say, that this has been a good legislation that was passed 11 years ago. And through trying times and through 10 years of statistics has proven that none of that has happened.
In terms of the legislation, then, that would make these changes allowing people to get concealed weapons permits in other counties, is that likely going to move forward next year, do you expect?
I do expect it to come out of committee fairly early next year, and And I expect it to pass the Senate. Well, I'm not sure how the House will pass it, but I know generally they'll take a look at it, and most of the folks over there are reasonable-minded, and I think it'll pass. But again, I can't make a prediction of who is and who isn't.
Republican State Senator Mike Green, we're talking about the proposed changes to our concealed weapons permit law, and we're likely to see more some changes to that law next year. Mike, thank you very much for joining me.
Hey, nice talking with you, Mike.
Excellent. Hope to have you on again soon. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the cap on charter schools. It is probably, I'd say, days, weeks now away from being removed. What will that mean? What are we in for here in Michigan? We'll find out. That's next. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.